This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen as review some of the important things going on in the world of medicine from the point of view of a gentleman who is a Nuka chiropractor. Jack and his website explain what a Nuka chiropractor is all about. They work on the upper cervical area, which is from your neck north. But that affects all of the other workings of your body. And if it doesn't, the fact that he's a GAPS practitioner and expert on your gut, which is where he will maintain all of our health begins and ends. You got a healthy gut, you're going to have a healthy body and a healthy life. And if you don't, so many of our conversations, although sometimes a little complex for even me, Jack gets into the weeds and I got to pull him out of the weeds. It is really important and instructive to know how things function. So, your body is your, what do they call it, your temple. The health, you have to protect the temple in order to be able to survive and thrive. I'm focused on what they call triple E, Jack. Triple E is encephalitis, Eastern equine encephalitis.
Yes.
There have been a number of fatalities here in Massachusetts and elsewhere, mostly on the east, although on the east coast, but I think some in the upper Midwest as well, because of mosquitoes and whatever that encephalitis does. I think it enlarges your brain.
Well, it's an inflammation. It's an inflammatory process in the brain.
So what is there? 58 people have died because they were bitten by mosquitoes. It isn't every mosquito. And what are the mosquitoes carrying, and where do they get what they have that makes you sick? Where does it come from? They don't have it. They just carry it. So where
does
it come
from? Well, mosquitoes, obviously mosquitoes don't just have one meal. They will bite something and get blood out of it, then move to something else and bite it and get blood out of it. And it's not just the blood they're sucking out. It's the viral elements that's on their little sucker that ends up back into your blood when they're taking your blood out. Mm-hmm. So there are vectors of the various kinds of mosquito-borne illnesses out there. Other kinds of bugs, deer, for one thing, and other horses.
Yeah,
and it's not just these 55 people who have died who were bitten and exposed to Tripoli, Eastern equine encephalitis. There's probably thousands of people that were exposed to this, but because of their immune strength, were able to deal with it without it being some kind of a compromise.
Yeah, it's all about your compromised immune system. Now, if we take it one step further, remember all of the focus on Ebola a couple of years ago?
Yes.
of course.
And where it started and how it spread and that sort of thing. It was in animals. I think gorillas had it, and somehow it got transferred to humans, and a lot of people in Africa died. I think flies from the sweat of the gorilla or whatever. You wonder, again, about the order of nature and how it impacts us. Would you say Ebola was somewhat similar in terms of how your immune system will function and carry on if you are exposed to that or anything? The immune system fixes the problem if it's good.
Well, that's it. If it's something that nature created, such as I assume this Tripoli is something nature created,
yeah.
Your body will recognize the proteins in that particular antigen and make antibodies for it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these things are so overpowering that our immune system can never catch up to it, and we
is that cancer? Would you say cancer would be an example of that? Certain types of cancers that even
well,
if you have a strong immune system, you can't overcome. Or
well,
is cancer
true.
Always a result
well, cancer,
of having
cancer
weak
has
immune
a cloaking
system.
Cancer has a cloaking device.
How do you mean?
And it hides itself from the immune system, and it has certain chemical messengers on the outside of some of these cancer cells that tell the body it's you.
Oh.
And it doesn't, so it's blind. It's blind. And there's several kinds of cancers. The cancer doesn't know you're there, and your immune system doesn't know the cancer's there. It's just looking for a food supply. And because
how do you suppose it began? How do you suppose it started? Do you go back into, can you imagine or recreate or think about a circumstance in which a mutation took place in a cell? It may not have been in our bodies, but some other. You see mutations in cells all the time. Look at sometimes the bark of a tree has a big bump in it.
Yeah.
That's a mutation of the cell. Sometimes humans, you see humans. I know a fellow who works for FedEx, delivers packages here. His skin is covered with these bumps.
Yeah.
His face, his arm, everything is covered with them. And you wonder, how did that's some kind of a mutation.
Some kind of mutation, some kind of a toxic response that the body wasn't able to get rid of. It has to store it. It has to deal with it because it's unfamiliar enough with it, or there's some interrupt inside the immune system that it doesn't know how to handle the problem. And these kinds of things will start showing up like that. Mm-hmm. As far as cancer is concerned, we now know it's not a bunch of old cells that refuse to die and turn cancerous. Now we understand that it's the stem cells. And we have stem cells, of course, throughout the entire body. They're undifferentiated cells. They're very primitive cells. And because of the tremendous level of environmental toxins that we are exposed to, it can cause these stem cells to go rogue.
Well,
and as opposed to like 20 years, 20, 100 years ago, cancer was 1 in 20 people.
Yeah.
Now it's 1 in 3. It's almost 1 in 2 will experience mm-hmm. cancer in a normal lifespan.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how do you thwart it? How do you overcome it? How do you not succumb?
Well, again, it's the immune system.
There are
cells that you have, white blood cells, particularly the natural killer cells called the NK cell. Its job primarily is to find these things and destroy them. You have protein digesting enzymes. The chymotrypsin and the trypsin enzymes that come out of the pancreas to digest proteins, well, you have those in the bloodstream all the time, looking for cancer cells to digest them and destroy them on contact. And when these things are strong and viable inside the human body, you can be exposed to cancer all the time and never develop in you. Whereas if these things are sluggish in their response...
Well, we all have free radicals. That's another way of looking at it. We all have free radicals floating around in our system. It's whether they get together or whether they get wiped out. And I wonder how, as we talk about the philosophy, if that's the right word, but the system in our bodies that replaces all of our cells in 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, every cell in our body, bones, blood,
some
muscle, skin. Yeah.
And when's the last time you burned your tongue with something hot? Usually within a few hours to the next day, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You break a bone, it's going to take a few weeks to heal.
Yeah.
Your entire skeletal system takes 7 years for it to completely overturn to completely new bone.
Mm-hmm.
The inside of your cheek, 2 to 3 days. The lining of your gut, every 3 to 5 days is a completely new lining for obvious reasons. Stuff passing through it wears the cells off.
Yeah.
Nervous, we now know the nervous system will turn over as well. Many, many, many years. That's why nerve disorder problems take so long usually to heal, because the nerves are kind of set like the wiring in the walls of your house. It takes a while for them to be replaced. But other things can be replaced in hours to a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all food for thought, part of our conversation. The fuss about lectins as we continue here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen with a pretty obvious statement. Cold season is about to work its way into our little lives, isn't it? Huh? Before you head to the pharmacy for a decongestion, Andy Solomon has an important report that you really have to pay attention to. Don't miss out on any of this information. Listen carefully, please.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, adults have around 2 to 3 colds per year. While many symptoms can be relieved with over-the-counter medications, for people with high blood pressure or hypertension, these common cold treatments can have uncommonly dangerous effects. Decongestants may raise blood pressure or interfere with prescribed blood pressure-lowering medications. Here are some precautions to avoid blood pressure problems. 1. Read the label. Look out for over-the-counter cold and flu meds that contain decongestants. These are big words that can be a big deal for blood pressure. Oxymetazoline, phenylephrine, and a similar-sounding one, pseudoephedrine. These ingredients can raise blood pressure by narrowing your blood vessels or interfering with your prescribed blood pressure medications. 2. Watch for warnings on the label related to high blood pressure. 3. Always talk to your healthcare provider before taking any over-the-counter medications or supplements. For more information, visit heart.org/HBP.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, the home of lots of great information. The podcast, episode 184 that's posted there now, is a focus on lectins and protein pump inhibitors. So I guess that's why I want to know about lectins. What is a lectin? Good,
well,
bad?
It's a type of protein that exists in foods, and it's been getting a lot of notoriety lately on the Internet. Because, now, this is going to sound a little goofy, but it's very true. When we eat fish, we can only eat the fish we catch. When we eat an animal, usually that has four legs on it, they can run away from the predator, whether it's man or a higher-level beast, whatever. Plants cannot run away from their attackers. And somehow, whether it's instinctually, consciously, whatever else, plants have developed systems to protect themselves called thorns or thistles or noxious smell or taste. And some of them are a little more subtle. Some of them have chemicals in them that when we eat them, we begin to learn, this doesn't really agree with me. And I think lectins are part of it. They're primarily in grains and beans and a few other types of food. But when we eat them, if we will pay attention to it, we will not feel very good for the next 48 hours.
More coming up on Good Day Health.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Good day, health. Continuing now. I'm Doug Steffen with Doctor. We're here to enthrall you with Jack's knowledge, and not impress you, but inform you. If you want to listen to our podcast, we have two ways of you learning through podcasts. One of them is the one we're talking about at the moment, the latest podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is about lectins. I don't want to have this turn into a lecture on lectins, but I do want to know what they're about, how they impact us. The most recent podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com with Dr. Jack is a focus on lubricating your brain. Jack and I were just talking about that off the air. He's been to the home of Standard Process, one of the largest and most respected producers of dietary supplements, all food-based. No secret that a healthy small intestine, which is part of the GAP process, makes for good health, and it becomes, you know, we have this same conversation. It's not meant to be redundant, repetitive, but it is reinforced by things like this study that's in the current podcast, indicating that our bodies are only able to flush out 6% of the aluminum contained in the vaccines that we're given. Now, that's a fact you probably didn't know. We also can learn on this current podcast the benefit of deep breathing, and how that much so much better for you than shallow breathing. You better be conscious. That's part of actually the process of breathing. Is, you know, you can do it in yoga. There's all kinds of ways, but just being conscious. I think about it and do it when I'm on the tractor. I'm walking. I take a big deep breath, and I think about it down in my lower chakra under my belly button. So that's that. It's all part of the conversation. Your brain lubrication, Dr. Jack's recommendations for that. As a matter of fact, you know that two handfuls of raw walnuts can help fight off cancer? A lot more ideas. That's the usual. This is the bill of fare every week with Jack. We have something that is very stimulating. Same with Ken. We're there. They are at the, they're just there for you to listen to at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Public service of this program, GoodDayHealthShow.com. All right. Meanwhile, back to the fuss about lectins and whether or not some people think that they cause weight gain, they cause inflammation in your body. You were talking about it being a protein. This is something because proteins help cells kind of work with each other. Do they not? That's why protein, various proteins, we talk about when we're discussing calitrin, we talk about collagen, one of the main proteins in the body. How do all these proteins work and why do we need them?
Well, they bind certain nutrients to proteins. Proteins, interestingly enough, is the only thing in all of nature that we know of that has independent movement. In other words, everything else has to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
But a protein will move itself. It will change its shape based on temperature, based on the pH environment around the protein. And proteins that we find in our foods, which is where we get our proteins, of course, will bind with certain minerals, with vitamins, with some kind of enzymes, other enzymes, some kind of nutrient that will bring those things into our bodies. And so we don't want anything to get in the way of that. And we know that lectins, they're categorized as an anti-nutrient in that they will block the absorption of certain kinds of nutrients.
How do we get them? What are the foods that lectins are in?
Well, they're in grains. They're in grains. They're in potatoes. They're in tomatoes. They're in the nightshade family.
Mm-hmm.
And they stimulate weight to hold on to your weight.
Are they connected to gluten problems?
Gluten's another kind of protein. That's a different thing.
All right. Hold on. More from Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health.
Did you know that the average woman will spend $11,000 on period products in her lifetime? With us today is Nadia Okamoto, the founder of Period, a nonprofit that gives women access to the period products they need, no matter their income. She's here to talk about National Period Day in partnership with Seventh Generation. Nadia, tell us more.
On October 19th, Period and Seventh Generation will hold rallies in all 50 states in honor of the first National Period Day, a day meant to raise awareness of menstrual poverty in the United States. 35 states still have a sales tax on period products, considering them non-essential items, and a staggering 1 in 4 women struggle to afford period products due to a lack of income. We simply ask that the tampon tax be eliminated and that clean and healthy period products are freely accessible in schools, shelters, and prisons.
How can people get involved?
Come out and join us at one of the rallies. What's inspiring about these rallies is they are all fueled by young people, but all are welcome to fight for menstrual rights.
What if there isn't a rally nearby?
Join the cause on social by using hashtag National Period Day. Tell us why you fight to end period poverty and the tampon tax. Also, one of the easiest ways to join the cause is to purchase products that support other menstruators. For example, our partner Seventh Generation donates 43 cents per period care product purchase, the average cost of the tampon tax in the United States, to charities like Period, helping fight for period equity. To learn more, visit nationalperiodday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, announcing he is stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company. Biden, the son of the 2020 presidential hopeful, has become the center of a political firestorm regarding allegations of corruption during his previous position on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the younger Biden says,
"No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump wants Turkey to stop its invasion of northern Syria at once. Pence also announcing he's going to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is with me. I'm Doug Steffen, doctor practicing without a license. Jack's got a couple of them. It's great to have him here as we extol the value and virtue of your body as a human being. There's so many understanding. This is what, without getting into the core of what is confusing to a lot of people, just thinking in a philosophical way, almost a religious way about how your body works, how it all works, how we need certain things that are produced and provided to us by, if you want to call it, Mother Nature. We are all products of the universe. Reminds me of an old thing from back in the 70s. disc jockey Ken Nordine in Canada did became very popular record, but it was him just speaking about how we are products of the universe. It was fabulously effective in helping people understand the intricacies of nature, or whatever you want to call that entity, that energy that is greater than we are, that is created. Imagine that we have trees that supply us with oxygen so we can live. We have water that comes from the sky that is provided to us so we can live. Without all of the very, very complicated systems that are part of life, there would be no life. And then to further involve our understanding by listening to Jack talk about things like lectins and protein pump and it's proton pump inhibitors and what they do, understanding that. The episode that we're talking about, the latest podcast, and I want to spend all of our time on this because there are other things we need to touch base on, but I wanted people to know what was there. Episode 184, the most recent podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So let's spend a few minutes. We've been talking about lectins and what they do. Fact that they can cause the properties of lectins can cause upset stomachs. I find that interesting because sometimes the only time I get an upset stomach is when I've taken probably the wrong combination of supplements at the same time, and that upsets my stomach. I can every once in a while, if it doesn't last long, but I know that I put a combination of things together in there that my stomach doesn't like.
Well, they're concentrates. You may be taking too much at one time.
Oh, it could be.
They're concentrates to spread it out.
All right. So proton pump inhibitors, what do they have to do with things like acid reflux, which is another thing that over the years I've had, a lot of people who are listening have had acid reflux, and they take all these chemicals.
Yeah.
They come in, and those can't be one chemical trying to wipe out another chemical.
It's a very, very common medication that's out there in the marketplace right now for acid indigestion. And the idea of acid indigestion, we don't get acid indigestion because we have too much acid. It's because we don't have enough. When we don't have enough, the food can't properly process. It sits in the stomach. It ferments, and that's where the gas comes from. Now, what a proton pump inhibitor, a PPI, is it stops the stomach from producing acid. Now, to stop the stomach from producing what the body needs in order to break down proteins so you get the amino acids out of it, to me is like putting a block on the gas tank of your car to stop your car from running in order to avoid car accidents. That's how much sense this makes. So when you look at the studies, now that PPIs have been out for a long time, 44% heightened risk of developing dementia, 44% heightened risk of osteoporotic bone fractures, 20% increased risks for heart attack, 70% risk for terrible gut dysbiosis problems, especially with C. diff, which can be life-threatening, because you're not digesting proteins, and one of the biggest barriers to outside bacteria and viral elements getting in the body is the acid in the stomach, that when this stuff comes through in our foods, the bacteria and the virus and the food poisoning, things like this, people eat bad food all the time, but because they got strong stomach acid, it destroys that stuff before it can ever get to the bloodstream. But when you stop the body from making stomach acid, I mean, this is just, you know, I can't think of anything more idiotic in my life.
Well, but it's your word against theirs. They'll tell you they have scientific proof that what they are selling works.
Oh, it stops stomach
acid reflux or whatever it is.
It does. It does, because it stops the production of acid. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the trade-off? You don't get protein digestion. And protein is the building block of the human body.
Yeah, but most people don't even know that. When we talk about reference again to Calitrin, the way to lose weight, it all focuses on the protein collagen.
Yes, proteins eat fat.
Of the most important building blocks in your body.
Yeah.
And yet most people don't even know that they have it. And this is back to how you fix the problem. If schools were better doing their job, then we would understand how our bodies worked. But because there are so many stupid people in the world who say when we teach health education, we're teaching children about our sexuality, and that means we're going to teach them how to do it. And therefore, all of these programs are wiped away from curriculum because of the complete idiocy, ignorance.
It's symptom management. It's just the management of the symptoms. Exactly. We have our entertainment is superheroes. I mean, all these superhero movies that come out. Yes. Medical programs during prime time. Magic pill this, magic pill that, so that people have this idea there's a Superman or a Superwoman approach to the problem, some magic pill that will take care of years and years and years of bad food choices, bad lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that those are the things that finally start catching up to us. Right. You don't see little kids having stomach acid because they've got plenty of stomach acid, and they're not overeating the kinds of things we tend to do as an adult that interrupts the digestive process. And those things just have a way of catching up to us.
The studies associated with proton pump inhibitors, the suggestion that if they aren't working properly, you have a heightened risk of developing dementia, a heightened risk for osteoporosis, a heightened risk for heart attack, heightened risk for
Clostridium difficile, C. diff.
What is that?
Oh, it's a very serious infection in the small intestine, and it can take you out.
All right. Well, see, but how many of you even know how their body, because schools aren't teaching this stuff.
Schools teach us to go to doctors.
Yeah.
They just, you got a problem?
You shouldn't know how your body works. Go see an expert.
That's right.
You don't know how to invest your money. Go see an expert. You want to mow the lawn or plant new grass? Go see an expert.
You know, it blows my mind sometimes the number of people who teach health that we see in the clinic. People who are regular patients who are involved with physical training in a gym, people who are health counselors, people who have studied a couple of subjects because it was pertinent to them, how the tremendous level of ignorance that exists even in people who take a casual look at looking at research, looking at how their bodies work. And it's just that we want somebody else to take the responsibility for it because we don't want to be wrong. And this way we can blame somebody else when something blows out inside the human body rather than our own lack of ignorance and intellectual laziness.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope I'm not being too nasty by saying that, but I talk to these people all the time, Doug, and and they're not like you. When anytime you hear something new, you jump on it, you tackle it, you make it you. A lot of other people, I don't have time. I don't have time
and
to
you
research
don't care
this.
About your life and living, and the people who love you. I mean, it's all about, in my estimation, the people that you love and that love you. Are the reasons for hanging on, it seems to me. You love yourself, love your family, love your friends, love life, love what you do. It's all about love and its relationship to our existence. If you don't feel like you have a reason for being, then there's no reason for you to listen to this program. Forget about it. Don't waste your time. All right, here's something. If you're really interested in health, the best way, one of the most important ways to find and keep good health is to have a good night's rest. And the folks at MyPillow have all of the ingredients, mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, pillows, pillowcases, and the savings now is fabulous, 50% or more. For example, the new 2-inch mattress topper that they have, mattress toppers made 3 unique layers, guaranteed to be the most comfortable mattress topper. You can find out more about it by going to MyPillow.com. Go through the whole catalog and look and see what you have. And then let's see if we can help you out by clicking on the new radio listener special tab that they have at MyPillow.com. I use MyPillow. I have a mattress topper on my bed. I have sheets on my bed, all from MyPillow. You can get yours. Big savings. The BOGO offer for MyPillows, buy one, get one free. Also another absolutely fabulous way for you to save money and get an almost perfect, it's up to you to clear your mind. They can't do that for you. But when you go to bed, you should clear your mind so that what happens when you're asleep helps your subconscious get you into a better frame of mind for the next day. So the help you need is mental, sometimes spiritual, emotional, whatever. But physically speaking, the best way to get a great night's rest is to use all those products at MyPillow.com. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's there, and get all these discounts on the MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows themselves. Promo code DJV for the Radio Listener Specials and all the discounts at MyPillow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. There's a physical reason why you should stop eating 3 hours before bedtime.
Our digestion is meant to be carried out in the more upright position.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says that's why late-night snacks can be a recipe for reflux while you sleep.
You fill your stomach with food, it starts producing a lot of acid. Now you've got a big bag full of food and acid that's sitting there. You go lay down, and you no longer have gravity to keep that food and acid down. Comes up your esophagus, giving you reflux.
Dr. Murray says some foods are more likely than others to contribute to it.
High-fat foods, because they'll sit in your stomach much, much longer.
Tomato-based items, onions, spices, and chocolate can also cause heartburn. So can alcohol. And even if you avoid these heartburn triggers, remember,
digestion is not meant to be going on during our sleep. It's meant to be going on while we're awake. Eating right before bed is not a good idea.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health, Jack's version every week. He's here. Get the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com and his focus on certain issues at forbiddendoctor.com, where you can also take the symptom survey. I advise people to do this at least once a year. I do it so you know what's going on in your body, and they can tell you there. It doesn't cost you any money. They can tell you in Jack's office what is going on. 4 pages. Prepare to spend a little bit of time, but isn't your health and well-being worth a bit of your time?
At least a little bit.
My God.
Yeah.
And then there are things that Jack and Mary, through their research, scientific research, have formulated that are really great adjuncts to your health and well-being. The LEEs, the LEEs, the long life energy enzymes. I take 2 in the morning and 2 at night. And then there's the ageless thyroid. Take a couple of those every day because the ingredients help to enhance the working aspects of your thyroid, which is probably the least respected organ in your body, I'm going to guess, right? I mean, people don't even think about their thyroid.
Yes, they just
who thinks about their thyroid?
It needs to be fed. That's what the ageless thyroid is for.
All right, so...
And we've got a great announcement coming up here in another week or so about Forbidden Doctor. I can't wait.
Oh, he's owie wooey. All right, Jack and Doug. Sounds romantic, doesn't it? 10 before the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Conversation, more work, more of a focus on you and your health and well-being, courtesy in this moment of Jack Stockwell, who's a good research scientist as well as a chiropractor, he gets introduced. I like to come up with creative ways to introduce you, but it all
that's good.
Boils right down to, I had a massage over the weekend and some work done prior to my son's wedding, and the guy who was the massage therapist, a fellow named Hercules, and you can imagine what,
oh boy,
what he was all about. We were talking about my neck, because he was very good at finding the places that needed attention. And so I told him about you and told him how he didn't know what Nooka Chiropractic was. And so I talked about the upper cervical. I sounded like I was a salesperson for Nooka Chiropractic. The results speak for themselves. But it's always, he felt he was very good with his hands, and he felt the areas that needed attention, and my neck does always need attention. But it was interesting to find, when we talk about things as much as we do, we think everybody knows about them. But that's not true, nor is it fair to you, because there aren't that many Nooka chiropractors to begin with.
No, there aren't.
So it's a very specialized way of dealing with the issues that you have with your spine, what chiropractors do. So anyway, I thought that you'd get a kick out of the fact that he wanted me to tell him. And so I, being the good spokesperson that I am, that's
indeed
how it works. Speaking about how it works, we have many, many, many times here talked about the immune system and how, especially lately, we've been focusing on children and how they need to be exposed and how their mommies don't want them to be exposed. Oh, don't, that's dirt. You don't want to touch dirt. We've got to keep you clean. So what's the latest there?
Well, it's out of the University of Zurich in Lausanne. A study that was done on a 5,000 people. And what they found is that the kids that were born not in the middle of the last century, like you and I were, but were born at the end of the last century and a little bit into this new century, that were raised in these hyper-hygienic environments, the one you were just describing there so verbally beautifully, they typically develop multiple allergies in their childhood and end up later on, now that they're in their 20s and stuff, chronic inflammatory diseases as well as psychiatric disorders as adults. And it's part of the, you know, part of the immune system right after we're born. A baby for the first 4 to 5 months has most of mom's antibodies floating around its bloodstream that it got through the placenta. And it has its own very weak immune development taking place, something called lysosomes and a few other things that are part of its own innate nature. But it's not until it's about a year old that a human infant really begins to develop antibodies of its own. Mm-hmm. And the kind of things that children are exposed to, the pet in the house, the visitors who come and see the baby, the kinds of things that take place in the child's environment are designed to get its own immune system up and operating so that when it runs across something really nasty, it's able to handle it. There's another study that shows that children who were exposed to measles the way we're supposed to as children are far less likely to get cancer later in life. I'm trying to pull that stuff together to get it on the show. I haven't got everything yet ready yet. But things like that that tell us we are supposed to be exposed to dirt when we're little kids and the dog lick in the face because it develops the immune system.
Yeah. Well, you've heard me ad nauseum talk about this and how I believe that I'm much healthier because of my exposure to all this, and people who grow up on the farm are. The environment is such, and still I let Daisy kiss my face and stuff, and did Charlotte share ice cream and stuff. I don't know. I think it helps you, frankly. So a word to the wise, especially about your children who are too clean. Take that to heart. Dr. Jack here. This is a moment for us to think about Calitrin and the way to get healthy if you're overweight. There are all kinds of examples at Calitrin.com of people who have had fabulous success. Facebook.com/Calitrin has that as well. The benefits of using this product, losing weight, has aloe vera in it, great for your skin. The collagen protein that is the most important active ingredient helps you lose the weight and keep your body firm. Find out at Calitrin.com where you use the DJV code and you take advantage of the big sale right now. Free shipping too. Calitrin.com. Lose weight safely and...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.